You wouldn't believe, let alone non-physical us, and we could even tell you how to do it, but you wouldn't have it from us because it might offend the rules and regulations with confounded in the confines of the labyrinth of your mind. But when you can hear another human creator absolutely give their stamp of wholehearted approval of how they are indeed within their own power, and that everything in their reality is their own creation, and that they pick and choose constantly all day, every day, of what's the fastest path to their bliss of the moment, then all of a sudden it starts to become a ratifying, self-fulfilling prophetic prophecy. To the next thing you know, the next thing that you know, the next thing you know, the Victrola stuff again. The next thing you know is that everything works out for you, and that you have but to have a thought regarding something. And the next thing you know, somebody's ringing you on your little talkie phone, and they're saying, "Hey, I got an extra $100 million over here. I'm not using now. You got use of it. I was just going to throw it out, but if you can use it, here you go." And you go, "Well, I don't know. What's the origin of that money? Let's see. Is that good, clean U.S. funds? No. Well, okay. Did it come from China? You know, they're having Google trouble, so I don't know if I want to do that or not. Well, let me think. Well, I guess it'll probably be all right. Go ahead and ship it, and if I can't figure something to do with it, I'll make sure I put it in the incinerator. But I won't have a carbon footprint. I won't make the world colder. Oh, no, hotter. Oh, no, colder. I'll try to get rid of it economically correct, so the ergonomics of the design won't offend the planet that I also created.